Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I would make this decision on my own if I were the person who emailed you. And look, be a man. And just, it's fantasy freaking football.
Mike Shope.
Make a call! You don't need his help. Figure it out. Go to a website. Download an app. What? You can't do it yourself? You need Mike's help?
And the Bulldog.
I don't know what to do. Who should I keep? It's not that hard. Pick a guy. You'll live.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Just get on with your life. It's no big deal.
I think because he often is, and he's very sneaky, Joe is trying to send a message right now.
Could be. Or it could have just been next up in the rotation. One of the two. Or both.
You're leaving early, so I don't think we're drafting today.
No, I don't
tomorrow.
Think so.
Tomorrow I can see it.
I think tomorrow. I was assuming tomorrow.
Tomorrow, a fantasy draft has about the same chance of happening as, like, the commercials. There's a better chance that we just will not air commercials for 4 hours than
right.
There will be no fantasy draft tomorrow. July 1st, Friday afternoon. What do you want to break down offensive line play? I mean, I think we're having a fantasy draft tomorrow. I'm pretty sure. How's your back?
I think okay.
Is it sore from lifting the station for the last 2 months or longer? 2 years?
That's the shoulders, actually, that are sore because of that.
How sneaky is it that you can just turn on WGR like any time of day and Joe is just
going
to be on?
I'm just going to be
Joe
on.
Joe is just on all the time.
My bedroom is just next door. I'm always here.
I would not like to not like Joe because Joe is on all the time. You seem very likable, though.
Thank you. I'd like to believe that's true.
For a sneaky one, you know, sneaky isn't a likable trait, but you seem like a likable person.
No, sneaky's definitely not a likable trait, I don't think.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably most people that are sneaky, you probably don't like.
It's not a word you would use to describe someone as, you know, as a positive. You would not use
No,
it.
Never.
No, he's very sneaky.
Almost never. Maybe in this instance.
Yeah. Maybe this time. This one time.
The back is good, though. I mean, I woke up this morning thinking I'm leaving early because I'm playing in the 11-day power play. Team WGR's game's at 6. Harbor Center, so you can come and watch it.
Will I be able to stream the deep end on my phone if I go to...
I think so.
That's
yeah.
good.
They've
That's
got,
good.
They've got Wi-Fi.
They have Wi-Fi? Yeah. I would need to be able to do that.
The wooden ceiling, too. It's good for like internet and cellular connections.
Excellent. Beautiful.
You don't want like that... The arena, I always have problems with that. Maybe that might just be the amount of people that's in there, though.
That's right. It's not a great place for a connection, or it wasn't when I was going more often.
Right.
Maybe it's better. I don't know.
No, I woke up thinking I was not playing in this thing because my back was just as locked up. I've never had back problems in my life, and I've been to a chiropractor once ever. I woke up, texted my chiropractor because like I needed something. Like it was bad.
What did you do?
But I'm in, just played volleyball last night, like I do every week. And throughout the game, it started to get a little sore, and I wasn't really sure why. I hadn't dove for a ball or something, or like even like jumped up and like spiked it like so hard that like the force would have done something. Just normal kind of casual game of volleyball. But it definitely happened, though.
Maybe it's the beginning of a chronic issue. What an awful thing to say.
That's a pretty cynical place to take it.
I know.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I'm hoping that that's not the case.
Because you're not saying that you did anything.
It's the beginning of a chronic thing.
Well, because you're not saying that you did anything.
No, right. That's right. Nothing stands out as like the moment where it happened.
Yeah, that worries me. As a complete non-professional in this area, or having any knowledge at all.
Right. What is your resume in this area?
Nothing. I've never even been on a visit.
It's a little intimidating when you've never gone before. It's only the second time.
Well,
like when they're, I guess, cracking your back, they're doing more than that, though. They're like readjusting.
I don't like it.
Or whatever. It's like, whoa, what was that? Like, that doesn't feel like this is too intense.
I didn't come here for this.
Right. Right.
I didn't expect this. I'm not paying for it.
I'm not paying for it. That would be a step.
Good luck. I hope you make it through the night.
Thank you. I think I'll be okay.
Mostly, I just hope that you're here tomorrow. That's what I'm hoping for.
There's a draft, so.
We're going to have that. That's right. That's one thing that could change the situation. Or, you know, some massive news. But, you know, I don't want to root against that, but I'd be excited to have the draft.
What would that be at this point? What news could break that would derail us from?
Oh, something I'd rather not even say out loud. Terrible.
But like a Sabres trade? Like, I'm not considering the possibility of, like, something about to break. Like, the Allen contract's been signed, so, like, now we just wait.
If the Sabres were to trade for, like, a top player or top goalie, then the fantasy draft thing is in trouble.
If they traded for Jonathan Quick, are we doing the fantasy draft?
I think I'd want to.
You'd want to do the fantasy draft.
I think I would.
So it's got to outrank Jonathan Quick, whatever
well,
it is.
Well, because at least outrank Jonathan Quick. Because, like, there's not really a lot you can know about. I mean, I want to say. There's not a lot you can say about that. There's a little. Obviously, there's a little. And there's also not just, like, what it means for the Sabres and what it tells us about their thinking. It could also be, people would talk about his career. And we would certainly do that, too, if this were to happen, what the Sabres were to give up, you know, in this imaginary scenario. But then that's it. Like, we wouldn't know how well he's going to do. This wouldn't be the answer to their prayers or anything like that. It's not really – the cap is such that there isn't really a lot to say there. I mean, they're so far behind in terms of the salary cap that every move like that is a step toward the floor. But they're not going to spend much higher than the floor, probably. We'll talk to Paul later and reassess that. Kevin Adams did another press conference today. They made the Anderson signing. I did want to say something about the Sabres right here at the beginning of the show, because we won't be doing this all day. Joe Ostrowski next, Paul at 5, and Andrew Filippone is coming by at 6 once his show is over in Pittsburgh. I am finding, let me preface this. So we say this all the time about the Sabres. The Sabres of the last 3 years... Or, you know, 3 years, but kind of got better this year. That rock bottom feeling where fans couldn't go and then weren't going anyway, and all the Eichel drama, which was just, I mean, a stain on the whole, on the organization, and the fans were just like, you didn't want to think about it, talk about it. Just a really low place. We always said it. This point I've made a million times, maybe. Probably not a million, a lot. The team always has the privilege, or there's always an opportunity. We're always waiting for the team to do something to get us back, and we'll come back. Like, some people don't, but the fans are always, like, you know, whether they always want to say it or not, they're going to be ready to come back to you. Once you get your act together, you know, once it's not such a dark place like it was for the Sabres. And so I've said it sarcastically about the Bills and Sabres many times over the years that, you know, wouldn't it be nice if you run a business? Most of us in our jobs or people who run small businesses, you do not have that. You do not have the luxury of, you know, whatever it is, like terrible customer service or just, you know, terrible product for a long enough period of time where people are going to come back to you. You have to have earned Like I know, right? I've never run a business, really, but like, you know, you have to have earned a certain benefit of the doubt. And the Sabres, it's not even that the Sabres earned the benefit of the doubt. They're just the Sabres. You know, they just have that sort of power. The Bills and the Sabres can do a terrible job. Their front office, with fans, on the ice, off the ice, for years. And the Sabres just kind of have just done this for a long time. And yet, once it looks like it's better, fans are going to go back, as long as we can afford it and everything like that. But they always have, they have that very lucky, special, you know, trait or distinction as a place where fans are always just going to be, like, available to them. You know, we don't always want them, but you make it look a little bit, you improve a little bit, you change that, you get the point. So, yes, that was all just the preface. For what little they've actually accomplished yet in the last year, say, for what little that really was, I'm finding an unusually, for me, high level of confidence in them, in Adams and in the front office. Not so much ownership, because I don't know, it's for years, it's right to still wonder what kind of a financial investment in the Sabres ownership is willing to make. I mean, they have done so many things, cutting people in that front office, everything with the restaurant. I mean, in so many different areas, they have just sort of moved away from the Sabres, and we don't know about the building. I mean, there are serious, big questions to ask that need to be answered about sort of the future of the organization, but I'm into the numbers. I think it's like the one thing in sports that you can really trust. I don't trust anybody that tells you, like, I knew this guy was going to be good or this guy wasn't going to be good, anything like that, because no, you didn't. And there's just so the mountains of evidence and every reason to think that we should know that about each other, about ourselves, that you can't, I can't know that. You're not going to know that. If you say that you did, you sound like a fool to me sometimes, you know, just opinions, fine, but they all have to be held in check because we don't know. They don't know. Nobody knows how certain guys are going to do. So what the numbers do is they give you, at least, they give you a check on that. At the most, they give you the answers where you can look at, you know, it's not like it's perfect, but you can look at a player's statistics if you know what to look for. And I'm not saying I do, even in most cases when it comes to hockey. But I feel like the Sabres now have a staff of people that do know how to do that. And that was never true before. That was never true under Darcy Regier. You know, Darcy, I liked a lot of what I knew of his process. And I think that sometimes, you know, if you're a guy, as you may know from listening to the show, I like to think it's something, I hope that it's something that people notice listening, but like somebody who gets sort of beaten up in the media, I always want their back. Like, I want to know. If it's, and it makes for an interesting conversation too. Like, you know, are you sure you're right? So he did that. He was certainly one of those guys. And I was never like much, what you'd call a hater. Then Murray, you know, Murray was exciting. He talked about statistics and he talked about, you know, being open. The way he described how he looked at it, I was excited at first. Then I thought that might not even be true. You know, he might just be saying that. I want to say about Murray that I think he understood that those kind of stats had value, but I don't know if he really trusted them over himself, like his own opinions. And he had very strong opinions. And so I don't know where it really got the Sabres under Murray, that sort of those statistics and this sort of thing. I think it was something he knew he could, you know, He knew to say it was meaningful to him, but end of the day, right? End of the day. And you can understand that. I've said this many times, too. God, I've been here 20 years. I've said a lot of things many times. That those guys are in those jobs because they have been given reason to think that they do know more than everybody else about players and about scouting or the game. And it's not that they don't, but they need to do an actual good job, I think, you know, well, generally, I think they need to know when they can't know something. and then use the tools that are available to help them and even correct them in some cases. If you listen to all these years, you know about all the times with Bristol Lynan, right? Over the years with the Sabres. And that goes back to Darcy, even, of course. Like, when are the Sabres going to figure out how much he's hurting them? And they almost, like, I don't know, did they ever do that? Adams got him out of here. I mean, is that because he knew that, or his staff knew that, or is that because it had been so long and they needed to do that? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a little of both. Probably a little of both. But I guess using him as sort of the, I don't know, he was kind of a pinata for me. And using him as the example, I feel like these guys would know not to have him on their team. And they, you know, they acted accordingly. They acted as such. I have a high level of confidence in that group, in that front office, in Kevin Adams and his staff. I really do. And it's just sort of interesting to me to feel that way, because what have they done, right? Like, they haven't come close to the playoffs yet. And the goaltending stuff, you know, there's obviously a long way to go. That's really it. But I'm excited about that situation. And if I had to give it a grade, like 1 to 10, what's your level of confidence in the Sabres front office? My number would be very high. I mean, 8 or 9. Like, I would be way up there. And I don't think I'm biased here. I'm just describing my feelings. I find it a little bit interesting because Adams was never in that job, but that's not something that I minded. Like, I just think a lot of that stuff is drastically overrated. And as long as you know what to look for and are good with people, I think that's a doable job. And Adams seems to be good with people, and I like a lot of what's happened. And so Craig Anderson, what has been the general attitude, not that this would necessarily be yours, but what has been the general attitude about the Sabres bringing back Craig Anderson? To me, it reads pretty negative. Like, what? Why bother? Well, we'll see what they do. Adams is exactly right when he made a point yesterday or the day before. He's done a lot of different interviews here that I rarely hear. The kind of point I rarely hear GMs make, because GMs are usually talking like they think they can spot clues in which players are the actual good players. And Adams didn't do the opposite of that, but he said when it comes to goalies, you really don't know what you're getting so often, as often as you'd like to think. You know, it's just, and this is the right point. And it makes it hard, it would make it hard for a GM to make a good move, because who does he go get that he can expect to have be outstanding, you know, worth the money, if you will, for a significant length of time? There might not be anybody in the market. There are very few goalies in the game that you could look at like that, and you're not getting those goalies. You know, you have to find one, and it's like quarterbacks or something. You'd like to have your own. You'd like to have it just sort of be homegrown, and then you're maybe set for a while if you get one of those three or four best goaltenders. And he doesn't have that opportunity here. He might in a couple of years with what they have in the system. You know, like Levi, for them to trade Reinhardt for a goalie, like my first reaction was, yikes. But the guy was outstanding, and I think the Sabres are very big on him. And why wouldn't they be? So, I don't know. At the same time, we've got a team here that has gone how long since being good? 11 years at least. 11 years was the playoffs. And was that team good, or was that team just like in the playoffs, right? I'll give it to them. I'm not trying to make it worse. 11 years, or all right, 15 if you want. That 2007 was a good team. And, you know, for as long as it's been, for as little as they've actually accomplished, I'm impressed. Joe?
I'm impressed. I am not ready to freak out yet about signing Anderson, because I think what it probably means is Lukanen begins the year in Rochester, and I feel like that could be right. He's not stayed healthy. He's not performed at the AHL level. So what's to say if Anderson starts as the backup to somebody else? Lukanen has a great first month of the season in Rochester, and now suddenly he's my 1B, just like that. Like, to me, that's a possibility, that Anderson doesn't have to mean Lukanen's in Rochester the whole year, and that's just it. But I think it has to come with another move, whether it's Campbell or Quick, Varlamov, like a trade for a bigger salary guy on a one-year deal. I think it's got to come with something else, because convincing me that you're going to make the playoffs and get the goaltending you need for a whole year with a 41-year-old who was below average last year at best, if I'm being nice, just saying it was below average, plus a rookie that can't stay healthy, that I feel like I'm very dangerously close to getting right back to I'm starting Dustin Tokarski 30 games, who was referenced today as they've been in contact with. And I need to have a guy that I feel like a week or two of the season's going to go on a hot streak, steal me four games, and that's how I'm in the play. That's a difference between whether or not I'm in or out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I just, sure, to all of that. I want to see what happens, you know, because I just feel good about this, and for me, that means they will not end up with Anderson and Tokarski. You know, like, that will not be where we end up here, but you don't want to just spend money because you have to. And so it's very tricky here. I can't wait to see what he comes up with, because I sort of feel like it's going to impress. But it's going to be hard at the same time, probably, to sit here and go, wow, like they're all set at goalie. You just want them to be, like, to have that possibility exist. Do things here this offseason that give you that possibility, as opposed to that scenario, which sounds like certain doom. I mean, it sounds like forget the playoffs if that's where you end up. I mean, I think that's right. Joe Ostrowski, BetQL, coming up next. We'll talk MVP awards, MVP odds in the NFL, and also baseball, because I know that's on Joe's mind. Joe Ostrowski, BetQL. Mike Schoep here. Bulldog is off for a good bit. His birthday is tomorrow. He'll be off next week, so we'll have to go without him. We could talk about Fritos.
We'll somehow have to draft without Bulldog.
We'll draft. We'll have fantasy drafts, and we'll talk about things, you know, sometimes that he doesn't like, but we'll do it because this is our chance. All right, Joe Ostrowski next here on WGR. Joe, see the Aaron Jones tweet from yesterday?
Is it about Aaron Jones or from Aaron Jones?
From.
I did not.
Three words.
Kevin Durant. No.
Is cereal soup. Don't rule out the possibility that we end up in a food coma, if you will, on this show like yesterday.
Okay.
Is cereal soup.
Is cereal soup.
Ay, ay, ay. Does he go down your ranking?
He did feel the need to include with milk.
Yeah, good.
As
that
if,
helps.
As if we would have been debating if dry cereal was soup.
Right. Thank you for that clarification, Aaron Jones.
His ADP immediately went
just
down five spots.
Plummeted.
After the tweet.
I want to say no right off the bat here. I want to say no, cereal is not soup, but I'll listen to it. On the line now, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Joe Ostrowski. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. So I very dutifully reached out to Joe a couple of hours ago. Here are a couple ideas. Then what happens? Kevin Durant, Joe, says he wants a trade. And now we have odds on where he's headed. That's exciting.
But is a hot dog a sandwich?
that's the next segment.
Oh, God. I thought I got away from the cereal soup. That's what I had not considered. Yeah, a number of sports books, they've taken down their NBA futures. Some are still willing to keep them posted, as we are now hours away from NBA free agency, but I know much of the audience is aware. He requested a trade, and we do have odds. Some have posted that up just right away. The favorite is the Suns at even money. The second favorite, which is interesting, because it's the Miami Heat at plus 125, right next to the Suns. There was a very angry Pat Riley at the end of the season. He was calling players out, and Pat Riley likes to make moves. And there were reports, hey, the Heat would be very interested in getting Kevin Durant. Well, wouldn't any team in the NBA. Dallas Mavericks, the third favorite at 4-1. Imagine Luka with KD. And then the Bulls are 7-1 for some reason, because I don't know what assets they have to offer. Maybe just because Bulls fans are degenerates. So Suns, Heat, Mavs, those are the names people are discussing right away.
Joe, if Durant wants to go to Phoenix, like reportedly he does, is that free money? Like, doesn't Durant go to where he wants to go? Usually, what did he do in Brooklyn? He basically made the roster the way he wanted it.
He would be going to now the weaker conference. One after the Warriors, there's a lot of questions. The Clippers are up there on the odds board, but it's a bunch of players that are constantly injured, so you don't know what to trust there. They are the second favorite right next to the Warriors. And Phoenix is the third favorite in the West already. And then you move down to teams like Dallas and Memphis on the rise.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Lakers, if they could get anything going. Some reporting that the Kyrie to L.A. stuff is not dead. Okay, well, if he goes there, I'll be rooting against the Lakers, certainly. But, yeah, that feels pretty good to at least come out of the West.
No, I mean just the trade. I'm sorry. I mean just the trade.
Just him like, going there.
We have Durant wants to go to Phoenix, right? So if it's plus 100, that's what happens. Okay, like, am I a sucker if I want to just hammer that?
No, I don't think so. I did notice a big change from the sportsbooks willing to post it in the Heat number. That was 18-19 to 1 this morning, and it's all the way down to 10 to 1. Now the Mavs number did not move, so maybe that should be telling it a little bit because I still saw that at 21 to 1
for those teams to win.
Yes,
okay.
For those teams to win the title, and I'm just checking on the Suns if there's if there's been any sort of adjustment there.
Yes,
this morning it was 10, and now it's 6.
I have them as the favorite now.
Cool.
To win the league.
Makes sense. Certainly makes sense.
I don't want to bet that, but I want to bet him. I don't know if I'm able to go to Phoenix. Like, since when is this guy is going to take? If this guy wants to go to Phoenix, what, the Nets are going to trade him to the Heat? I don't think.
Why would they do that?
Why would they? Yeah. Like, how could that happen? I mean, they might have the power to do that, but that's not where we end up. But I don't know. It's just that's why I'm asking. I feel like
Ayton is trying to leave Phoenix. He's a restricted free agent, and he's the best name. Is there anybody on the Miami Heat at this stage in their career that you would want right now?
Right.
That sort of a deal. No, you wouldn't. And you get him to leave the conference.
So it works for Phoenix. It works for Brooklyn too. Mm-hmm. You know, conceivably, it works for Brooklyn too.
Yes.
Wow. What a story.
Thinking the Heat actually could acquire him might be naive because the guy they'd want the most, the Nets would, is Bam Adebayo, who made the All-Star game last year. But because of these quirky NBA trade rules that make everything impossible, the Nets can't trade for him because there's something called a designated contract, and Ben Simmons is already on that. You can't have two of the same. So, like, the Heat's best trade chip, they can't even trade to the Nets because they can't have Ben Simmons and Adebayo because of some stupid
rule. On the same
rule.
Team.
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you a Durant fan, Joe?
I like him. I like that he mixes it up on social media. A lot of people don't, and he's willing to call out some of the what they call the old heads, the older basketball players that sometimes come off as a little bit jealous. I don't love searching your name on Twitter and going after people in that manner, but you have to respect the game. And I don't speaking your mind. I'm all behind that in this medium.
That's right. That's a little bit. It'd be a little bit hypocritical for you or I to, you know, crush him for that. So I definitely wouldn't want to. You know, Durant, the media slants this, just, you know, how it goes. And my first impression of him was negative because, is he too sensitive or whatever? Just, you know, it's a long time ago now, but when he entered the picture, were the Sonics, right?
Yes. Like,
it's a long time ago. So when that happened, I don't know, I had some reason for feeling like, all right, this is a guy I don't like, just like you do with any athlete. You know, you just like him or you don't. And then it was through Lebatard where Lebatard was telling the story about how Durant he you remember, Joe, like he didn't like himself. He always thought he was too tall. Like he was always self-conscious. And just he used to wish that he wouldn't be as tall, you know, like he didn't want to grow or whatever it was when he was a kid or a teenager or something. Like, he didn't like standing out. And I felt bad about not liking him after that. I felt like, okay. And, like, everybody has something like that. Anybody you don't like in life has some thing about them. You might understand them better if you knew it. So then I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to stop disliking this guy. And then the Golden State thing happened. And that was just so much fun for talk radio. Like, just the whole Golden State thing was just great to talk about. So I don't know what side I'm on now. Like, you follow the league up 100 times closer than I do, but he keeps it interesting.
Well, this morning, of course, the big topic is about the NBA. It's kind of not a dead period, but much slower period after the NBA and NHL wrap up there from the championships. But it's We're on the show this morning saying it might be kind of ho-hum. There aren't any big names. Jalen Brunson's going to get $100 million. It tells you about this free agency class, what it really is. And then, boom, this is the NBA. This is what it is. Then Kevin Durant demands a trade. Okay. Which means they've already gone down that road, according to the report. So once they're in talks with them, it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. It's just a matter of where.
That's right. We have this running thing with hockey, Joe. So yesterday this happened, actually. The big insiders, Elliot Friedman, who this was him yesterday, Pierre LeBrun, Darren Dreger. What the hockey guys do, which is different from maybe the NBA, I think it is. Like, you have Wojnarowski, you're just sort of sitting around counting stars or whatever, and then suddenly there's a tweet that tells you this massive thing is happening right now. This just happened. Boom. The hockey guys are like this. Hearing L.A. is into Fiala, and then, like, it's going to be less than 5 minutes, there will be a trade announced. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. That's what always happens. The hockey guys are just like, Montreal is interested in Smith or something. And then, okay, that means, you know,
it's happening.
It's going to happen in less than 5 minutes. There will be an announcement that this will be official. But for some reason, it's not tweeted like that. Like, it's not reported, like, in the same sort of direct terms. Just a thing.
It's funny that you bring up Woj, because exactly 1 week ago we had the NBA draft. And that morning he was reporting Orlando Jabari Smith. And you trust Woj when it comes to NBA news. So it sends the betting markets where you can bet on the NBA draft crazy. Woj was wrong. It was Paolo Banchero who, days before the draft, you could find at about 20-1. It completely mispriced, and it was always viewed as a three-player race for that number one selection. Wasn't a ton of reporting on it because the playoffs were going on. A lot of your lead NBA writers, insiders, whatever, they were following the playoffs. They were following the NBA finals, and then that ended up being a pretty big gambling story that days before the draft, you could get Banchero at 20-1 to go number one overall, and it happens.
So Trista Crick from BetMGM is on our show on Tuesdays, and she asked us about that. And I didn't know a lot about it, but she's like, "What's your, like, from a media standpoint, what's your impression of what happened with Wojnarowski?" And I'm like, "Well, that can happen, you know. Like, next time I'd want to trust them again, and who knows if they don't change their mind? Like, maybe that's probably not what they intentionally misled him. I think was what we have here, right? Like, is that what you think?"
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, the last time we saw it in a draft with betting, Schefter, Mac Jones to San Francisco. And that obviously never happened. So I don't know if it's telling us that the big league insiders are being used, but just be careful, because that sends the markets in. Maybe it creates value. It certainly did in those two scenarios.
Right. Joe Ostrowski with us here on WGR. The Mac Jones one, I don't know if you have an opinion on that, but my takeaway was that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were never on the same page about that. And that Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. That's how Schefter was always talking. Like, from a coaching standpoint, I'm not sure. I don't want to say that like 100%, but that's the vibe I got, was that, you know, I always try to do that with these things. Like, who is his source, you know? And so it felt like Shanahan with Jones, and then it felt like organizationally for Lance. That makes sense. The coaches usually get outlasted by the GM, or at least by the franchise isn't going anywhere. So Lance makes more sense for the 49ers long term. The coach is like, I got to win. And so maybe it came down to that, and that would be, you know, there's more reason to think that that's right, considering what happened during the season when Lance almost never played.
Which happens all the time. Front offices get 2 to 3 head coaches, so they have different motivations. You would think typically the front office is thinking higher ceiling, long term, because they have more job security. So that's always fascinating. And then there were some that believe that there was a change of the opinion once the reaction was out there, that the thinking was that they were going to go Mac Jones. So that was definitely very fascinating.
It took a long time for it to come around. By the end, by the day of the draft, Schefter, you know, for his part, did move. Like, by the day of the draft, I remember thinking, like, okay, fine. Fantasy Mike Schoep. I mean, I am all about, you have to draft Trey Lance. This is so hot. If that player goes to that scheme, this is just a home run. So I, you know, in kind, just drafted him everywhere and got zeros. all over my fantasy portfolio last year. It drove me crazy. It drove me crazy that they were winning even with Garoppolo, who wasn't even good, you know. But
That means you're sharp, because a year ago, Trey Lance was a popular MVP bet at 200 to 1.
I did not have that, at least.
Okay.
Let's get to what we talked about earlier that we would discuss, and that is the MVP. Do you want to do baseball first? Because I know you're monitoring
Let's go NFL. I mean, we're barely at the midway point with baseball.
Okay. So what do the odds look like?
Okay. Well, and I know that most people understand this, but just to understand how strong the trend is, I just want to lay a couple of numbers out there. Because what happens every football season is you will have a running back or a wide receiver go off, and then people try to throw support how they should be in the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. No, it's a waste of money. Last 9 MVPs, all quarterbacks. 15 out of the last 16, all quarterbacks. So the number one thing you have to look at, you only look at quarterbacks, nothing else matters. The number two thing you look at, it's not stats. It's part of the resume. But the second most important thing to take a look at is, of course, team success, and it correlates with the quarterback play. The last 9 MVP winners were a quarterback, and they got a bye. The last 5, all one seeds. They all got that one. Rodgers, Lamar, Mahomes, and Brady. We're talking about 12, 13, 14 wins for Lamar. And it isn't as simple as let's look at the high win totals, because you'll remember in 2019, the expectations were not sky high for the Ravens. The win total was 8.5. In 2018 for Kansas City, the win total was 8.5. So that's why you got pretty good odds there. Now, if you go to the top of the board, as far as best number available, Josh Allen, the favorite. He is 7-1. Brady, the second favorite you can find, 8-1. Mahomes, 9-1. Then Herbert and Rodgers are both 10-1 coming in at 4th and 5th. So that's the top of the odds board. So, of course, we're only looking quarterbacks, and ceiling-wise, we're looking for teams that can get the 1 or 2 seed.
And that is all those teams, you know, as you're saying. Jonathan Taylor was the player last year when we got late in the season. Yep. Is Jonathan Taylor an MVP candidate? No, I'm same as you.
Yes.
Mahomes is my favorite of those 5 for the price.
I was curious where you were going to go. I didn't name him, but I think once we started these hits about a year ago, we were both on Russell Wilson.
Right.
He's 14-1, the 7th favorite behind Burrow.
Here's the thing. Those 8.5 examples, Jackson and Mahomes, when they were young, Wilson has that advantage, if you will, in this. Like, his team was not great last year. He is supposed to elevate Denver, which was not a bad team, but neither a good team. So Wilson has a little bit of a head start in the race, if you will, like, because he's joining a team that was mediocre, and he does have good weapons.
Herbert and Wilson, can any AFC West team be the one? And Mahomes, too, obviously.
Good point. There's only the one bye now. Yeah, maybe not.
So that's what I kind of go through. We can also kind of scratch names out. If you want to eliminate the AFC West teams, that's fine with that. I don't think the Bengals can be as successful as they were a year ago, so I might want to eliminate Burrow. Rodgers, 3 in a row. It's not happening, right? There's no way.
I know. What about Kyler Murray?
I make the bet every year.
Do you do? Okay. So
can I go back when I know he's going to get injured and he's going to be the MVP of the first half of the season? I don't know that I can.
In fantasy, like, it's a little bit of a parallel universe to this. And I'm all about Murray in these drafts I'm doing. Like, Murray is 5th or 6th off the board, or even 7th sometimes in among quarterbacks, which is, you know, about this. He's a little lower maybe in the odds. And I think it profiles well. Also a tough division, but I mean, he could run for 1,000 yards.
Not as tough as last year with Seattle. Curious how the Rams are. They're going to be very good, but after the Super Bowl run, that's tough to replicate. What about, for some value, the player you like for passing yards leader? can Derek Carr get in the mix? He's 30 to 1.
Yeah, we talked about this. I love that. Yeah. I love that. I mean, I can't bet that in New York, I think. Maybe I can. Maybe I can. No, I can. I did. I can't bet the MVP, but I did bet that.
Oh, you can do statistical
categories,
but you can't do something that's voted on.
Right. Right. And I'm checking as we speak. I think I have action on Carr for this at MGM.
It might be something you see in some states where if it can be decided in a box score, then you can bet on it.
Well,
yes, it's stupid, but
we discussed this before, but I like everything about that. I mean, the division, the West divisions play each other. Remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. So it'll be the Raiders and the Rams, for instance. Like those teams play, and in that division, in the AFC West, if their defense can't handle it, oh my gosh, what are those box scores going to look like? What are Chiefs Raider games going to look like in the box? Where the Raiders are down. They played a game like this. I think they might have won it in Kansas City 2 years ago, where it was like 45-34 and just like, I mean, 400 yards. Those kind of games are in the window for him. 60 passes, Devontae Adams. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Here, let me throw some other ones out there with value. I know this one's been bet on a lot. People high on them in the NFC East. Jalen Hurts is 30 for those high on the Eagles. We expect a big bump in the Vikings offense. I don't know if people can stomach it, but if you're looking for an example of a team with a win total of 8.5, Cousins fits that. He's 50 to 1. We just talked about Trey Lance. Hey, if the Niners are great, it's going to be Trey Lance. Positive reports out of camp. 60 to 1, and Matt Ryan goes to Indianapolis. A lot of people high on the Colts. Also in that range of 60 to 1, but I don't know if he can turn back the clock and put up the numbers that would be needed.
These are MVP odds.
These are all MVP, yes.
Yeah. They all make sense.
I mean, we're hunting for value.
Hurts makes sense.
Yeah.
What's Jared Goff? Is he even listed?
Oh, boy. Oh, do people love the Lions?
I know.
I think it's fascinating. 200 to 1.
200 to 1. Joe, yeah. Sneaky Joe, you got 10 bucks? 200 to 1? That's.
People would love to bet that.
I'm fading the Lions.
But
it is 200. It's 200.
Joe, yeah, Sneaky Joe has heard enough about how good the Lions are going to be.
I was on
it. He's gone the other way.
But it's too much.
It's too much now.
It's the Lions.
Joe, we have the same take.
Really?
I just can't. So I saw that with the most popular bet counts. And the Lions pop. We just talked about the Colts a little bit. So the Lions are the third most popular win total bet at over 6.5. Third
okay.
most popular. Second most popular. Jets over 6, which is juiced. So you have to lay a big. It's like
I don't love that.
150. Don't love it at all. But now with the most popular win total bets, you typically get overs. The most popular is an under. It's the Bears under 6.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw one sports book say that 95% of the bets they're getting are on Bears under.
My big one is Seattle under. That's no lower than that. That the number's no lower than that, but it's low.
Seattle under.
You
think their worst NFL team bad, worst record?
Yes, I do. I do. I mean, if they want to play that same slow way, I guess they maybe have to with the quarterback situation now if they don't get Mayfield. But, I think they've just been closing in on a disastrous season here for a little bit, and now they've traded Wilson, who was the main reason they were good. They didn't think so, apparently. And I expect the worst for Seattle.
Well, the win total bet getting the least amount of play, your Bills under 11.5.
Really?
Yep.
They
bottom five bet count.
They just did it.
Last.
They did just do it. For as good as they are and were and the Super Bowl favorite and everything else, they did just go under 11.5 last year. And I think the schedule's harder. I mean, that when you win all the time, maybe it just looks – it doesn't sort of say anything to go there. But, I mean they played a lot of bad teams last year. So a little bit different this year. The Jets play the last place schedule, but the last place schedule isn't as hard. I mean, that's Denver – for instance, you know, I mean, it wasn't the best year to take advantage of that. All right. Anything else, Joe? We've kept you for a while here.
Mm-hmm. No, we're good.
Have a great 4th of July weekend. Thanks as always.
Do the same, and tell the listeners as well.
All right. Joe Ostrowski, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more of Joe's analysis. Just search BetQL wherever you find your podcasts. I like Hurts for MVP a little bit. I can't pick a favorite. I think Mahomes is so good that the price seems like it's down because of Tyreek Hill, the same reason people are betting against the Chiefs and we do our power rankings and want to move the Chargers above them. I want to trust the greatness of the player. And if you're going to give me a little bit of a boost in the odds, that's what I would want to do. Allen, Brady, Rodgers, Herbert, all great, all kind of obvious, but they don't have that one. It's the two things. It's how great Mahomes is, and that Hill being gone makes that a little bit of a better deal, I think. All right, we'll take a break here, talk some more. Sneaky Joe is along for a little bit longer, then he's going off to the 11-day power play at Harbor Center. Zach will move in. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.